Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1, streaming at newsdakota.com. And of course, you can go back to listen to those podcasts as well. Just check out KQDJ Podcast, wherever you get yours from, and you'll be able to find it there as well. Well, we get to chat with our good friend Emily Bivens from the Jamestown Chamber, and busy time right now, but we had a really great event here recently, the Ag event, and by all accounts, everybody who was there said it was just an awesome time.
Yeah, we had our Farmers Appreciation Banquet, and yeah, it was super fun. We had the fun piano show, Doolin Piano Show, so it was just a really fun evening, and showing our appreciation for our area farmers. Of course, they're a huge part of our economy here in North Dakota, and we want to be sure that we're thank them and appreciate them, and that they know that we appreciate them. We have tons of sponsors for that event, so thank you to all of our business sponsors. Of course, they all know how important farmers are as well to our community. But I also wanted to give a huge shout out to Tanis Perleberg. She was named the Ag Woman of the Year at that event, so congratulations to her. Just a busy young woman, owns her own business, has four little boys, plus they farm, and she's involved in her community and does volunteer work. So just an amazing person, and so congratulations to her, and thank you to her for pushing agriculture into the front of her mindset and hopefully others' mindsets in our community, and letting people know how important it is.
So. Absolutely. Huge event and well attended, and yeah, it was just a lot of fun. So look forward to next year. I'm sure the plans are already being made for that. But you know what else is going on this weekend? It's Buffalo Days.
Hey, yes, our huge community celebration. I'm sure people, if you haven't heard of it, you're probably living under a rock. But be in Jamestown this weekend. It all kicks off on Friday with a golf tournament up at Hillcrest for Jamestown and United Way. This putts for you. I don't know about their registration, but you have to register beforehand for that. So I'm guessing if you haven't, you need to do that today if they haven't cut it off already. But so it starts Friday, and then Saturday, of course, is jam-packed full of events. Some of our favorites returning: the pancake breakfast, the parade, the art hunt, mini art hunt. I know lots of people like that and enjoy that. And then lots of stuff happening in McElroy Park, the car show, a vendor show put on by the Jamestown Chamber. The stick ponies will be there playing some music from 1 to 3. We have some inflatables in the park. Then, of course, there's stuff going on all around town. Fort Seward is hosting a watermelon eating contest. JD, have you entered your name in that yet?
I better get in there.
And then the 1883 Courthouse has lots of stuff going on. There's a picnic put on by the Liberian community here in Jamestown. That will be over at the Art Park in the morning and for lunch. And then the Art Center has a musical, their summer musical going on. There's races up at the Speedway. The YPJ is hosting their cornhole tournament at Drift Prairie Brewery this year. So if you haven't checked out the brewery, you can go check out the cornhole tournament there too. And then we close out the evening with a street dance by the Corner Bar on Saturday. So a jam-packed day on Saturday. And then the fun continues on Sunday with the Jamestown Parks and Rec is hosting a tennis tournament and their Splash Bash up at Meidinger Splash Park. And then the James Valley Off-Roaders have their mud drags up at the fairgrounds too. So lots of stuff going on. Nobody can hit everything, but there is something for everyone. So huge event this weekend, and I hope you guys can get out and enjoy some of these events. I want to also give a huge shout out to our major sponsors, Applied Digital, Midco, and Great River Energy. And then another huge shout out to our unsung heroes of this event, Jamestown Parks and Rec, and of course the Jamestown Police Department. I'm sure they're extra busy with the parade and then on top of their regular duties, and they do such a good job here in town. So huge shout out to those guys for everything they do for this event. And I know they don't get the credit that they deserve. So if you aren't in Jamestown or planning to be in Jamestown this weekend, change your plans and come to Jamestown.
Yeah, you have to be here. It's the, it's called the premier event because there's just so much going on, and it keeps growing, it seems, every year too.
Yes. There are a few new things this year. I know the musical hasn't usually been on this weekend, so There's that. And then the Liberian community having their picnic in the Arts Park. That's something new that we've added. So, yeah, and a huge thank you to all these different organizations. It truly is a community event, JD, because all of these community organizations come together and plan something and plan this. This isn't just the chamber. It's not just Parks and Rec. It is a lot of different organizations coming together to put this on. So it's really cool to see, and it's great to be a part of.
Absolutely. And of course, if you heard all that and you thought, wait a minute, you can get all that. The whole lineup is available. You can find it online.
Yes. You can go to jamestowncalendar.com. I know you guys have it at newsdakota.com. You can find it at the Jamestown Area Chamber website, jamestownchamber.com, or check out our Facebook page. We have a Buffalo Days event on there with the lineup, everything right on there. So, yeah, if you're wondering what is happening, there's lots of ways that you can get a hold of that schedule.
All right. Well, if people missed any of this, they want to get some more info on things that are going on, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, you can always call the chamber, 701-252-4830, or you can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. Like I said, visit our website, jamestownchamber.com, or jamestowncalendar.com for all of these events. And then you can always stop down and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Jamestown Motor Vehicle Department. If you need to do some title work, you need to have an appointment. In order to make an appointment, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. If you just have to renew your tabs, you can sneak in. They will help you as soon as they can there. You don't need an appointment to renew your tabs. Or you can always go to the kiosk in Cashwise and do it right there, and the kiosk will spit out your tabs right there for you.
works pretty slick. Emily, always great seeing you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, JD.
You bet. Emily Bivens from Jamestown Chamber on this edition of Let's Talk About It.